Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Who, What, Why, Trend, Where, the major questions of journalism. I am Jack, and I'm thrilled to be joined by super producer Anna Hosniak!
Hey, it's your toxic friend, Anna.
The toxic Avenger. What's up?
I love to introduce yourself as a toxic person. Hey, guys, I'm super toxic.
And here's how toxic I am. Go on. That was a conversation that happened before we started recording. Oh, the show before the show, you guys. Simply must check it out sometime. I don't know how you would.
We should do a live show that's just us planning a show so you guys could get a real feeling of how much we actually really dislike each other.
Oh my God. It is toxic. Speaking of toxic. All right. So there's a couple big pieces of news happening in the world of reality television. Tomorrow's episode, our guest's search history is about one of them. But, you know, as we were starting to discuss what is trending in our various social media feeds, you were like, there's only one thing on mine. And it is the Vanderpump Rules love pentagram type deal. Kind of seems like what's going on. A lot of cheating on one another happening.
Yeah, the show is a very sort of incestual cheating mess,
right?
Craziness.
That's what it's always been. Like, I think I watched like a handful of episodes in the first couple seasons, and it felt like that was always what was happening.
Yeah, and you know what? Looks like it's continuing because Tom Sandoval, one of the Toms, there's two Toms, who was with Ariana, his fiance, girlfriend, I don't even know anymore, for a long time. Turns out he was having an affair with Ariana's best friends, Raquel, and things really popped off because Ariana found a video, a FaceTime video of Raquel, in the sexual act on
A FaceTime on FaceTime?
Yes, I guess he recorded the FaceTime of them like basically like having phone sex, which in my opinion, I wouldn't do that. That's not okay. I hope she consented to that.
Right.
And thus leading the breakup of the Bravo century.
Mm.
And I did see them live at BravoCon in like a couples panel, Tom and Ariana.
Mm-hmm. And it made you believe in love, you said.
No, you don't go to a reality television festival and go to the couples panel and think, now this is what love is. No, you think this is how storylines are made.
The last time I was paying attention to this, Tom was getting cheated on by Jax.
No, he's no. He was getting cheated on by Kristen. He wasn't dating Jax.
Jax. Kristen was sleeping with Kristen.
Slept with Jax or slept with Kristen on their couch while Tom was sleeping in their room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
sickening.
So the it just keeps going. The maybe these people might not be the best at being loyal partners, seems to be. But it it keeps people seem swept away with this in a way that, you know, somehow they keep it fresh.
We're listening. It revived the show.
Lisa's about to go on Watch What Happens Live.
Lisa Vanderpump is going on Watch What Happens Live in 2 days. My whole Twitter feed are people now going back and rewatching the show and dissecting like every interaction Tom has with Ariana or like Raquel, like the three of them interacting or with Tom Schwartz. And I'm like, what happened here?
Right.
It's like a truly, you know, I have a theory that these people are now, because you've been on reality TV so long and your whole life exists around creating sort of storylines to keep you as a reality TV star relevant to the TV show so you don't get kicked off or fired, that they now exist in a world to create storylines for themselves, and thus they can't really live normal lives anymore without sort of blowing it up in order to maintain the sort of reality television show paycheck.
Right. Yeah, that absolutely tracks. All right. Well, you'll hear more about this on the full episode tomorrow. Steven Spielberg went on Colbert and...
Great transition.
Thank you. Very good at that. He said a thing that, I don't know, I've heard like a bunch of times, but people are like, whoa, Spielberg is saying aliens are people from the future, basically. What if they're not from an advanced civilization 300 million light years from here? What if it's us coming back to document the second half of the 20th century and into the 21st century? They know something that we don't know yet that has occurred, and they're trying to track the last 100 years of our history. The one thing he said that I continue to, he says, I believe certain people, I've never seen anything I can't explain, but I believe certain people who have seen things that they can't explain. So.
Okay, sure. I mean, yeah, but isn't that what we've been saying for the last few years? Like everything that's come up, it's like, okay, well, we know there are, like, the universe is so massive. How could there not be aliens? And also, let's put this out there. Technically, we're aliens to them.
Whoa,
you know what? Stop the show. We've broken the internet. No, but for real, like, I don't understand how could there, if the fact that, like, we as humans exist and like evolution happened, like, what is there saying that evolution of some sort did not happen elsewhere?
Yeah.
On another planet, light years away or whatever. I don't really understand how the universe works.
Yeah. I think the only thing that makes it unlikely is that our lifespan would line up with another intelligent life form's lifespan, just because when you look at how briefly humanity's been alive, like that's just a blip on the cosmic scale.
Right.
Like how long the Earth has existed is a blip on the cosmic scale. So like the idea that the other civilizations would exist at the same time feels like a thing that we don't take into account that often.
Right. I guess also like what I'm saying is this just an ad for like a reboot of E.T.?
Right. Yeah.
Like he's just like, and hey. I think aliens exist, and that's why next summer you can see E.T. 2 in theaters.
I'm just saying.
Like, okay.
When the guy who made E.T. talks, I listen. All right.
Yeah. And he's like, and Jaws 16 is coming to there. You're like, what is
and
happening?
What if sharks are alien? He's just like clearly making it up as he goes along.
Yeah. And he's like, and it's my life story, actually.
Yeah.
That was a Fableman's joke.
There you go.
You see that story that came out that people who knew Steven Spielberg was like, not true. He didn't have no girlfriend. It's just like, okay. He's allowed to write
she even like you,
girlfriend.
Dog.
It's like, nah, don't believe it. Not true. He was not like that. No one liked his ass. You're like, okay.
Oh my God.
Just relax.
Just
it's
like the mean
movie.
Kids from his high school immediately coming back and being like, yeah, right, dork.
Just so
that's
stupid.
Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, it's like, I would relax.
Yeah. Switching back over to the world of reality TV. The Bachelor is not fucking, apparently.
Yeah, so The Bachelor currently,
this feels like
Zach.
one of those stories when they were, everybody was paying attention to whether the pandas were fucking at the zoo. It's like, will the bachelor fuck?
Yeah. So I guess in the episode airs tonight. But there is a fantasy suites coming up, and four women go to the fantasy suites with him. Mm-hmm. And in the coming
up previews,
and only
one emerges. Sorry. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, he murders them all. in the coming up previews, from last week's episode, he reveals, like, you know, people know this as, like, he's talking to the host of the show, Jesse Palmer, and he's like, people know this as sex week, but you know what? I'm not doing that because there's more to, like, a relationship than sex. To which I say, yeah, but it's like a really big part of it. And if you're about to get engaged to someone, maybe you should see if you're sexually compatible. Like, I'm just saying.
Right. Yeah.
But I could also understand maybe he wants to only have sex with the person he chooses.
Right. And then you were saying that there's speculation that the fantasy suites, when he was a contestant, didn't go well. Like, the vibes were all fucked up the morning after.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a contestant on Rachel and Gabby's season, and he was specifically with Rachel. And the next morning, we all want to know what happened in that fantasy suite, because they went in like vibing, and the next morning the vibe was so off. Like, it was as if these people did not even know each other.
Right.
And there was a darkness there, and we got to know what happened in that fantasy suite, because clearly it's his villain origin story.
Sure. I mean, if he had like a bad experience or whatever, you know, like a lot of pressure, and he just like they weren't vibing the first time, maybe now he's just like got like a little bit scared, you know. I'm just trying to do the work for Zach here, so maybe he just needs to be honest with it instead of coming with a take that is like, actually sex is fucked up and you guys are weird for even watching this show.
Stop trying to get me to fuck. It's like, dude, literally just chill out. The only problem with him is he's so uptight. It's like, if you just chilled out a little bit,
yeah,
like, you would actually be really having a great time on this TV show that's all about you dating 30 women. I don't know about you, but it seems like a goddamn like treat for you idiot men.
But yeah, I mean, that's probably the case with a lot of people on like reality TV who come off as villains. Is just like, it's a lot of people watching you, and like, it's not a natural thing that you would just be like cool and chill and fun, you know. It's not a thing you could take for granted that everybody would be able to like do, right?
Yeah,
like, he just can't unwind. But like, I'm assuming that they try and do something in the selection process to like weed out people who are just like, this is so stressful, you know.
Well, clearly they didn't.
Yeah, clearly they didn't.
Because he's on the show. He's the Bachelor.
He is
and
the
he
Bachelor.
Is hectic. If you show any weakness, he'll send you home.
Oh yeah, you were saying that he's like,
he doesn't seem to have a lot of empathy.
Right.
For
he's
the
just
women,
like, I gotta get these numbers down.
Yeah, he's like, the women, they're like, so I'm really struggling with the fact that you're dating, you know, this many women, and I'm getting zero time, and I don't understand why I'm still here. And he's like, okay, you're being a bit much, you know,
me like that.
Yeah. And it's a tough show to watch. Anyway,
tough
go
watch.
To your commercial break.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back. Finally, it was a long break. Titanic meals are a thing, apparently, across the country. Special events are being arranged that allow you to eat meals that were served on the ship's final night, April 14th, 1912. One dinner is happening on April 14th, and it's happening at Titanic, the artifact exhibition in Orlando. And like, adults pay $69, children pay $42, and you just eat like old food, like not old food, but like old dishes.
Oh, the food's from then?
Yeah, the food is from then. It's all incredibly poisonous. No, it's just like chicken Versailles, sirloin with béarnaise sauce, twice baked potatoes, which are bomb, and green beans. I don't know. There's just such a... This isn't like news, but I guess it never ceases to amaze me how much Titanic hunger there is. Like, there's a Titanic exhibit by my, like, in a strip mall in LA that I was like driving by. It doesn't look, you know, it looks like a strip mall. Like, somebody just was like, oh, I've got this model. I put together the Titanic Lego set. I'll open up a thing and make people pay to come see it. It doesn't look like very well put together. And
is Kayla Durante running this thing?
I mean, the question must be asked.
Girl boss. Hell yeah. Make that money, girl.
But I was like, all right, like, I should take my kid. Like, I was into the Titanic for a little bit when I was a kid. Like, I should take my kids to go see it. And like, it's sold out for like 5 weekends running.
Ooh,
like,
you foolish can't... of you to not buy ahead of time.
I mean, it's a smash, you know, it's a hit, this Titanic strip mall exhibit. I feel like Titanic and King Tut's tomb are like two things that just will never go away. Like, they just are endlessly regenerating interest.
He's not in there, right?
No.
I remember going to see that thing and being like, this is whack.
Right.
I was in high school, I think, when I saw it. And I was kind of like, well, here's the thing. Show me the body or call me a cab. Because I'm not really interested in looking at a tomb anymore.
That is your famous catchphrase. Show me a body or call me a cab.
Show me a body or call me a cab.
That was your character was written out of Stand By Me, because you're just so adamant that you...
I need someone to call me a cab.
Enough of this bullshit. You either show me this body or call me a cab.
That's so true. I'm a Stand By Me character.
So the Daily Wire is Jeremy Boring. There's like more and more people...
Still makes me
boring.
Laugh.
I know. Every time. But he's offering an alternative to Hershey's after what he called a controversial International Women's Day ad. But I don't know. I love how the Republican Party continues to go from like party of free market capitalism to like, eat only this knockoff brand chocolate that I made in my basement. Like, it's very much like crumbling dictatorship vibes, like drink only Trump bottled water it's the only acceptable thing to hydrate your body with.
I do love this sort of the grifter energy that just simply won't quit.
Yeah.
Because who is he selling this chocolate to?
It's a great question. This is actually an article that's like mainly being covered on Fox News and Daily Wire. Like, because, yeah, it's grift. It's just basically sponsored advertising.
He sold more than 300,000. Jeremy's he, him, nuts. Okay. Yeah. And Jeremy's she, her, nutless? The fuck?
Nice.
So the women don't get nuts in theirs?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess not.
Because God forbid, as a woman, intended it. As a woman, it's like, I'm sorry, I'm a woman. I actually cannot eat nuts. It's like, what are you talking about?
And finally, Walgreens is not selling abortion pills.
Yeah, trash.
Because they don't want to anger the right.
Hey, sorry to break it to you, but CVS for life.
Yeah, dog.
I don't even go to Walgreens.
But yeah, I mean, this is how this sort of shit actually becomes dangerous, is like there's the right-wing outrage, and then corporations just get scared and backtrack and, you know, say the right things in their press releases, but then they make policy decisions like this to just try and have a big
I don't understand, like, where's the, who, what pressure is on Walgreens?
I'm like, sure there's like
boycotting
nonstop
Walgreens for selling abortion pills.
I'm sure there's a very loud like mail campaign and like social media campaign that is, you know, a very small number of people, but they effectively scare these corporations off, you know.
That's like very surreal to me, because who is, like, is Walgreens run by conservatives? Like, is their owner a conservative? Like, I don't really get, like, why even, like, acknowledge something like that. Like, you're Walgreens. You're a massive corporation. You're on, like, every corner. All of a sudden, like, this matters to you?
Yeah.
Like, are you losing that much money? I'm going to need to see some numbers. Yeah. Jack, pull up the numbers.
All right, let me just grab these numbers real quick. And here, I'm showing to you them in a chart here. So Republican attorneys in 20 states pressured Walgreens not to sell abortion medication and threatened legal action. So they have
so
like
legal
a conservative
action.
Legal department that is like, well, we don't want to spend money on this. So, yeah.
Which is like, how would that... So like, say if you're like in a state that it doesn't matter, they can come for you for that? Like, say California?
Yeah. So Gavin Newsom saying that California will no longer do business with Walgreens or any company that cowers to the extremists and puts women's lives at risk. We're done.
Yeah, that makes sense. But then why not come for like CVS?
I think CVS didn't make the same decision based on these
threats by the Republican lawmakers.
But I actually don't know the answer to that. So
yeah. Okay. All
yeah,
right,
like CVS may have actually already like done
CVS
this.
CVS was like, leave us alone. I don't understand like why it would lead to being further banned or to stop selling in states that don't give a fuck.
It's doing the legally conservative thing, which also in this case is the conservative thing.
Right.
But yeah. Newsom's denouncement came after Walgreens on Friday said it will stop distributing mifepristone, part of the two drug combination commonly referred to as the abortion pill. And it just seems like they got threatened into obedience by legal action. So, but yeah, I mean, this seems to be how things are moving towards the right in general in the country, like whether it be, you know, Rolling Stone taking down their headline when somebody at CPAC, as we talked about on tomorrow's episode, like called for basically like genocide against trans people. Like, the Rolling Stone like wrote a headline of that, and then the person who said it was like, well, that's libelous. And they like took it down because, again, like threatening legal action, you know, these massive multi-billion dollar corporations are not as brave as we want them to be all the time. I don't think they're going to save us in the end, as neoliberalism had promised. So anyways, those are some of the things that are trending on this Monday, March 6th. Thank you so much for joining, Super Producer Anna Hosnia. You will be joining Trending again later, taking over the whole damn thing.
Oh, yes, yes. Sorry, I was like, what are you talking about? Yes, I will. For International Women's Day, me and producer Becca will only really be talking about Magic Mike for International Women's Day.
Amazing. So on March 8th, on Wednesday, look for a very special trending episode. Anna, where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
I am at Anna Hosnier on Twitter. I'm at Selling Hosnier on Instagram. You can subscribe and read my Substack, which is sellinghosnier.substack.com, where that is where I sell myself to you in written form.
There you go. All right, that will do it for us this afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, get the vaccine, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.